550 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A Tennessee company refusing to issue a recall could be heading for a legal battle. U.S. auto safety regulators say at least two people have died and others hurt and are asking for a recall of millions of airbag inflators. They say some exploded, hurling shrapnel. ARC Automotive of Knoxville insists no defect exists. Chinese safety regulators have ordered Tesla to recall 1.1 million cars because drivers might step on the accelerator for too long, increasing the risk of a crash. Models S, X, and 3, and the Chinese-made models Y and 3. Not long after arriving at this Rome hotel, reporters snapping pictures, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Pope Francis. Zelensky says he sought support for his peace plan from the Pope. This as Ukrainian advances against Russian troops are being reported by both Ukrainian and Russian officials. North Carolina's Democratic governor at a rally vetoed legislation today that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. This is ABC News. At a time when TikTok faces increased scrutiny in the U.S., this.
A former executive at the social media app's parent company, ByteDance, is accusing it of being a propaganda tool for the Chinese government. The allegations come in a wrongful termination lawsuit brought by Yintao Yu, who was the head of engineering at ByteDance in 2017 and 2018. The lawsuit claims the Chinese government monitored ByteDance's work from within its Beijing headquarters and that government officials had access to company data, even information stored in the U.S., possibilities U.S. lawmakers have raised concerns about. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Weeks after thanking fans for their concern, Jamie Foxx has been released from the hospital, says the actor's daughter, on Instagram. She says a work-related announcement will be coming next week. Fox went into a Georgia hospital last month. It was reported to be a medical complication, but so far nothing specific. Jamie Foxx is 55. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Spring is almost here, and that means the environment will get a few months off from damaging road salt. There's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to certify people who apply road salt and encourage them to do it responsibly. Mike Moen reports.
The DNR would be tasked with establishing training for individual commercial applicators who would learn methods for spreading snow and ice melting products that protect water quality. Representative Elijah Benke is a lead sponsor on the assembly side and noted the impact of salt ending up in waterways is becoming hard to ignore.
Harmful effects have been noticed in our native aquatic organisms and other freshwater ecosystems.
To ease any concerns from the business community, the bill has language surrounding liability protections to shield applicators from lawsuits stemming from a slip and fall incident. Others who testified noted the plan can reduce salt from being spread around while still protecting public safety. The measure has bipartisan support as well as backing from environmental advocates. University of Wisconsin professor Hillary Dugan testified in support of the bill. Speaking on her own behalf, she noted efforts to curb salt use go beyond protecting habitat and waterways.
And this hurts recreational activities, it hurts property values. Thinking about if your private groundwater well gets salty, your property value's reduced, you're left without drinkable water.
Dugan says state and local snowplow operators have made strides in being more efficient with their application of road salt or switching to less harmful products. She says incentivizing private contractors can accelerate progress. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
I'm talking to the men out there who think they're one of the good ones. Is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. Because the laughter at Trump's CNN town hall last night.
Full of supporters.
Full of supporters. Says a lot. And is, I don't even know if disappointing is the word that I want. Terrifying? Validating? Because I think as women, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who want to say, you know, not all men. And then you hear a room full of people laugh at the expense of a woman who's just been found in, had a case in her favor.
Yes.
Found in her favor that a man did indeed sexually assault her, albeit 30 years ago. And he can still get on a stage, is given a stage, which is a different story, and make jokes at her expense. And people will be entertained by it. And so I'm asking, is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I gotta tell you.
Ticked off, D up, what?
Yeah, because I did not watch it, but I was on Twitter, of course, which is where I live, and was watching comments come across as the town hall was going on. And originally, I was blisteringly angry.
Yeah.
Really, really angry. And then as the evening wore on, I realized that I'm hurt.
Mm.
My heart hurts by this because I know good men. I married two good men. I am related to good men. We work with good men.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you can get 400 people to listen to those comments and laugh. And that just makes me look around at men and think, do you think it's funny?
Yeah.
Are you another one who thinks it's funny?
Would you laugh if you were there?
And there were a bunch of women in that audience, too.
Well, we also know not all women.
Right.
But it flipped on its head a
right,
little bit.
Right, but it just, I need some reassurance from good men that you don't believe that this is okay.
844-967-2789.
I know you're there.
Give Jane some reassurance this morning that this is a wildly inappropriate and offensive display and that this is not funny. Because it is, I mean, let's play, I know you don't want to hear his voice, but let's play the clip so for people who missed it, they know what we're talking about.
Well, we got a couple. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
I want to
ask you about a significant verdict that was reached yesterday. I know this is something you want to weigh in on as well. A Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this.
Already laughing.
Do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out and they went up. Okay.
Because it's not about the sexual assault. It's about poll numbers going up. That's the important thing. And here's another longer clip from last night's town hall on CNN.
This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to
like
put
China.
That in. All of these things. But with her, they can put in anything. Access,
this
Hollywood.
This was a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her. And she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department store. We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, at Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register. And then she found out there are locks on the door, so she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay?
Just
I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John
Mr.
Johnson.
Mr. President, can I...
He said he met her.
Conflicting stories.
Within 30 seconds, within the same 30 seconds. I never met the woman. I met her a couple of years ago. We took a picture together. Well,
I know the name of her dog. Yeah, I know the name of her husband.
Yeah, but I never met her. Is it funny? Is this funny? Does it make you laugh? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I can't believe that there are that many people who think this is hilarious.
But there's that many people that after the, you know, and he's continuing to defend the Access Hollywood video.
Oh, I know.
Millions of years.
Yes,
it's been millions of years that this is just how it is, that powerful men can just grope women and get away with it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that many, back in 2016... there was that many women who heard that tape and still voted for him because they, I don't know, variety of reasons. But there is certainly women who laughed in that audience.
Oh, yeah.
There's certainly women who defend his statements. But it's also just the men who claim they're good guys. That they're the good ones, but then still chuckle when the door is closed or even when it's not.
Yeah, well. They were televised. 844-967-2789. Is sexual assault funny? Joe from Appleton joining us. Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. What do you want to say?
Of course, it's not funny, Jane. Be reassured that there are plenty of guys out here who say that's just a revolting idea. Now, what you got to understand is that the folks who populated that audience, in another time in their life, they wouldn't have found it funny either. But basically, and, you know, it's easy to toss this off as just a slag against them. It's a cult. And if you read the book by Stephen Hassan, who's an expert in cults, The Cult of Trump, it lays it all out for you. They check their reason at their door. They can have Orwellian-type doublethink in their head, where they would claim to be strong defenders of women, but then laugh at jokes like this and feel no conflict within them. It's unfortunate, but that's basically the people who still would vote for this fellow right now. I hate to say it, but yes, cultists.
Honestly, Joe, what would they say if this were their daughters or their wives or their sisters who had been sexually assaulted? They'd still be chuckling?
You know, I would love to say absolutely not, but I can't say that 100%. It seems that whoever, anybody, even if they were strong supporters of this guy, if he just says they're no longer worth my time, or it's beneficial to him to toss them under the bus, then his followers will demonize such people. So would somebody demonize their own daughter or their own spouse? God, I'd like to think no, but I am not certain that they wouldn't do that.
Thanks so much for checking in, Joe. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is sexual assault a laughing matter? Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you want to say, Troy?
I'm completely disgusted by the that CNN would put him on, that Caitlin Collins would subject herself to this and give this guy this forum the day after this verdict came out to allow him to do this. This is awful.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's not so much what I feel like the headline this morning is like, what was CNN thinking? It's not. It wasn't a debate. It was just a town hall. It was all his supporters of Republican voters and maybe some independent voters. But it just, that seems like the huge whiff here. And I don't know what CNN's angle was.
To get ratings.
But also, to get ratings. And maybe it's to continue, I don't know, because CNN was also part of the most distrusted by Republicans. So maybe they're just trying to win over Republicans.
Well, and you know what Chris Licht, who is now running CNN, said this morning or
what?
Late last night? Hey, we made news. You're not supposed to make the news. You're supposed to report the news.
Yeah. But Troy, I guess...
It was an hour-long commercial for Trump.
Oh, yeah. It was a rally, right?
Yep.
And it's so disappointing to see... I don't know. It feels as much as the win on... For sexual assault survivors the day before, it felt like... This was a win, and then to immediately be laughed at, I don't think people understand.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for calling, Troy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. All right, CJ, we are up against the clock. You got about a minute.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. No, assault is not okay, but this is also, it wasn't for Bill Clinton when he paid Paula Jones. Monica Lewinsky, JFK's been proven to certainly had his array, but of course it's not. Not supposed to be laughed at, shouldn't be. But, you know, again, he's not the first, but the way CNN handled it, of course they didn't discuss issues that were most important to Americans, like the border. We're going to watch that. You know, success of Kamala,
okay,
Vice
CJ,
President, do
CJ,
nothing.
CJ, let's just focus.
Sir?
Let's just focus for a second. We're talking about whether or not sexual assault is funny, and according to the Trump supporters who were in the audience last night, it is. It's a laughing matter, and that's not going to affect their vote for this particular man. We are talking about Donald Trump. We're not talking about other sexual assaulters or those who have been accused of sexual assault. We're talking about Donald Trump.
Of course you weren't. Of course you weren't. You would want to focus on that because...
It's the current news, CJ.
What happened last night.
Yeah.
And so your constant whataboutism of what we else... Of course, there's always other things to talk about, but this is a three-hour radio show, not an all-day, 24-hour radio show.
We are right up against the clock.
All right, we got to go to break.
But it's some of them, so we hold our breath, baby, nonetheless. We some of them, so we-
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 65. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows level off around 49. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 61. Turning much warmer Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 65 this afternoon, lows level off around 49 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
I'm going to say all men, but really you do. You understand that logic because you like guns, right?
True.
And what's one of the first safety tips they give you about guns? Is treat every gun
like it's loaded.
Like it's loaded, right? Exactly. Even if you know it's not loaded, all guns are loaded. Right? That's how you look at every gun. Because you can't look at somebody's gun and tell if it's loaded or not. Right? Women are doing the exact same thing. Because any man could be her assailant. She can't look at a man and be like, oh, that's the good one. So she treats all men like their potential assailants. The same way we do guns. It's the same.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane McNair. And we are talking about, we're asking the question, is sexual assault ever funny?
Because they found it funny last night.
Because plenty of people in the audience at the CNN town hall for Trump found it funny and were laughing at his antics. And for some reason, the day after, a jury held Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll and awarded her $5 million in damages. Trump was given a platform to take the stage and defend himself, and as expected, he shirked all responsibility for the sexual assault, claiming he's never even met her, made jokes at her expense, and people laughed. And I don't think sometimes people understand how many women have been sexually assaulted. Like, depending on the severity.
Yes.
We're talking about like 1 in 4 to 1 in 6. And so that's a really, really, really high percentage. And if it's not someone, if it hasn't happened to you, it's certainly happened to a lot of your friends.
Even if they haven't told you.
I remember when I was in Vagina Monologues, because of course I was, in college. And the way that you always end a show. I don't know. Did you, and you tell me if you ended it like this too, where at the end of the show, they have you, if you're willing, to stand up if you've been sexually assaulted. And a certain amount of people stand up. And then they ask, stand up if you know someone who's been sexually assaulted. And every single show, 85%. Of the audience was standing after that question. And then the final question is, stand up if you're willing to continue to speak out and fight for survivors. And then everyone stands up. But it's the prevalence is beyond comprehension. And if you don't know someone, it's because they haven't told you.
Yes, exactly.
And so to laugh about this, even if it's your cult god, is so disgusting. And it's, we played that clip from TikTok. This is a pretty viral clip that I've seen on TikTok. It has like a million likes, let alone how many views it has, from a content creator named Caesar Studio. And it's such a great analogy of just how women exist in the world often is because we don't know where it's going to come from. There is a lot of good guys out there.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of guys who are not good, and there's a lot of guys who laugh along when given the opportunity.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text 844-96-PARTY from the 414. He is so beyond disgusting. No, it makes me want to crawl over glass to vote against this lying, hateful, poor excuse of a man. And again, where we started at the top of the hour, I was really angry initially. And then the more that I thought about it and read about Donald Trump's comments last night, it hurts me. Mm-hmm. It disappoints me beyond words.
Yeah.
From the 414, it's never funny. It will never be funny. CNN should never have had him on. They had the wrong moderator. Not her fault. Chris Licht set her up to fail, my opinion. Should have had someone who could really have gone after him and kept hammering on him on everything. He would have become more unhinged at that point. Especially on the whole, I never met her. Oh, except for when I did meet her when we took that photograph. So, yeah, then apparently I did meet her. That little thing. Check in if you want. 844-967-2789. I know you're good guys. I know you're there. We need you.
And we need you to say something.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's the thing that so much of this is coming. Like, it's the conversations that happen when women aren't in the room. When it is locker talk.
Yeah.
And
just the guys being boys.
And what do you say in those situations when it makes you uncomfortable to have to be like, that's not funny. Or I don't find that funny. Or why would you say that? Or why do you find that funny? Explain the joke to me. That's always a good hack. Whether it's any kind of bigoted joke, whether it's sexist or racist or anti-Semitism, any of the isms, ask them to explain the joke and why the joke is funny, and just keep asking. Be like, I don't understand until they get to the point where they have to say the quiet part out loud, and like, I actually don't find that funny.
But isn't that the only way that this acceptance is going to change is by other men talking to other men?
Yeah.
And I've...
It's the same thing with racism, of white people talking to white people.
Right. It's got to come from you guys talking to each other.
I mean, as women, on this stuff, we can commiserate with one another, but there's only so much we can do to actually change it. So, all right. We're going to take another break. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I promise this whole show will lighten it up at some point. We do have Brewers tickets to give away today. We have a public cervix announcement at noon
next
with Dr.
Hour.
Kristen Lyerly. A lot of fun stuff coming up, so stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A Tennessee company refusing to issue a recall could be heading for a legal battle. U.S. auto safety regulators say at least two people have died and others hurt and are asking for a recall of millions of airbag inflators. They say some exploded, hurling shrapnel. ARC Automotive of Knoxville insists no defect exists. Chinese safety regulators have ordered Tesla to recall 1.1 million cars because drivers might step on the accelerator for too long, increasing the risk of a crash. Models S, X, and 3, and the Chinese-made models Y and 3. Not long after arriving at this Rome hotel, reporters snapping pictures, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Pope Francis. Zelensky says he sought support for his peace plan from the Pope. This as Ukrainian advances against Russian troops are being reported by both Ukrainian and Russian officials. North Carolina's Democratic governor at a rally vetoed legislation today that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Healthcare is the number one concern for people in Wisconsin. That's according to the Conservative Institute for Reforming Government, which recently held 42 listening sessions in 25 communities around Wisconsin. The study found adults of all ages are concerned about access to care, declining mental health, and about addiction. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's Local Government Committee sent the bill to the full Assembly yesterday. Democrats are raising objections about strings attached to the bill, but Republican Chairman Todd Novak says Democrats have had their chance to shape it.
Yes, it is a Republican bill, but your party did have a lot of input and suggestions and stuff.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bill without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we want to save AM radio. Last month, Ford Motor Company announced that it's preparing to move AM radio in most of its new and updated 2024 models, despite concerns from U.S. officials over Americans losing access to safety alert broadcasts over the airwaves, let alone this show, because we air on AM radio across the state of Wisconsin. And so here to talk about why this is concerning and also just dumb is Pam Yonke, Farm Director of the Midwest Farm Report Network. Welcome back, Pam.
Thanks, kids. Glad to be along with you on a Monday.
Yeah, so, you know, this feels, one of the things I would say as far as I didn't necessarily see myself in radio. I was on TikTok and stuff like that. And I think as I've learned more and more about radio, in Wisconsin is how many people still rely on radio. When you think about broadband issues and you think about so many rural areas, a part of this state, when people jump in their car, mostly what a lot of people in this state still listen to is FM or AM radio. And so this feels like negligence almost, that that Ford and potentially other car companies are thinking that, oh, we don't need it anymore.
Right. Let me tell you what we've been told as farm broadcasters on the motivation behind a lot of this. The big companies, not just Ford, but this also involves Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, BMW, Porsche, Tesla. Their contention is that as we continue to kind of migrate toward electric vehicles, that AM radio, just by its sheer nature, runs into static problems within that electric circle. So if you're an electric car, there's interference between frequencies and the car. So that's one of the reasons why they say that they want to pull AM radio off of that dashboard. That's the pure science of what they're claiming. I'm not sure how hard they've worked to mitigate some of that interference, but the bottom line is they're using that as their crutch to try to remove the AM radio platform from the dashboard. Now, I'm going to guess that a lot of your audience, despite the fact that they may be listening to AM radio, are also saying, well, stream it online. You know, that's well and good if you're in a place where you can catch an internet signal. If you've got strong enough broadband. But according to the National Association of Broadcasters, there's, like you said, 80-some million people that depend on AM radio just by virtue of where they live. A lot of that is relative to where a cell tower is, where broadband access is. And obviously, you know, AM radio, part of the reason why AM radio is so strong in rural communities, and especially for my agriculture audience, is its nature of strength of signal. I'm very old compared to your audience, I'm sure. But I remember as a kid on the farm, one of the things I used to do as a kid was lay upstairs in the farmhouse, and I could listen to, and now remember, my home farm is north of Green Bay, 26 okay. miles. Okay. And I could hear WGN, WLS out of Chicago. I could hear WOR out of Boston. I could hear all kinds of radio stations at night on the AM signal, because that is the nature of the AM signal. And I can go into a whole bunch of reasons why those three initial stations are the ones that carry. But the bottom line is the nature of the AM signal is what really built how farmers depended on it, continue to depend on it. And then there's the issue of safety that Jane kind of alluded to. As soon as this started getting discussed, believe me, farm broadcasters were not the first involved in this conversation. The first was the FCC noting safety concerns. Let's stop and think about what happens when a Katrina comes around. Mm-hmm. What happens when these natural disasters, tornadoes rip through the terrain, tearing down power lines, tearing through cell towers, tearing through FM towers to a large extent. People can still put batteries in a radio and get those important announcements. Your cell phone may run out of juice. Yep. You may, you know, that's, people will then, what do? Get in their car and listen to the radio. And they are concerned that in those natural disaster emergencies, or heaven knows what kind of disaster, that if the car manufacturers are allowed to sever this line of communication, that it bodes very poorly for our emergency response, our emergency management plans. And that I was really surprised farm broadcasters are stepping in with the National Association of Broadcasters to not only educate ourselves, but find out who else is involved in the conversation. And boy, you start talking, and I'm not just talking about FEMA managers in places like New Orleans or where, you know, the Joplin or something like that. This is FEMA on the federal scene that is concerned. They say they've lived it, where they've gone into places where floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever the case may be, have really crippled a communication system. And they said radio is by far the number one way that they try to restore not only confidence in the community, but also connectedness on where resources are and what the latest information is. So, like I said, for us that have been in radio, maybe to us it seems like common sense. You don't want to sever this tie. But I know that there's a lot of young people, or, well, anybody that's exposed to technology, and you think technology has got that answer. And a lot of federal officials and a lot of folks that live in rural communities would beg to differ.
Absolutely. We're talking to Pam Yonke, who is the farm director of the Midwest Farm Report, and we're talking about news that AM radio might be phased out in newer and newer car models. And I hadn't heard that that's the reason, as far as it's, and it feels like in all the technology and all the smart people working on these cars, they'd be able to figure out this problem. Well,
and yeah, I posted this on my Facebook page, Fabulous Farm Babe, and was just kind of watching what people had to say. And, you know, there's some people that say, you know, who listens to AM radio anymore? Well, obviously, you're somebody that's exposed to good FM signals as well as probably cell phone technology. You're probably able to sit at a desktop or a laptop and stream whatever you want. Good for you. That's not the case everywhere. And then there were a lot of people that, again, cited the concerns about what happens if the cell towers are down, if my cell phone is out of juice and my power grid is down. You still have that option. You know, I was telling somebody else and they said, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I had a hand crank radio because that was your backup when you went camping. You know, you're up in the great woods, you know, there's no power, right? And you're not from around there, but if you can hand crank your radio, you can pick up a local signal that will kind of get you going on what's happening with the weather. You know, tornado watch over here, because your cell phone may not get those emergency alerts when you're doing something like camping in a remote area like that. So, as I said, it's not just an issue that impacts farm broadcasters. It's an issue that's being discussed a lot by obviously all broadcasting, the engineers that are involved in broadcasting. And most importantly, and I really think the voice that needs to speak up louder are those federal emergency managers that have everything, you know, when a disaster comes to your area, everything goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything goes wrong. The last thing I would think you'd want to give up is a tool that can help you get people to resources, correct information and updates to connect them and console them.
Pam, you are so right. And I just think about radio is critical in those moments, and especially in these smaller communities and more far-flung communities. Community radio is what, these are the roads that are closed. These are the power lines that are down. Stay away from this area. Stay away from this. Stay away from that. I think it's a really short-sighted decision for them to pull these out of cars. And have to think too, there are people far smarter than me because I still don't understand how radio actually works. But I know they can figure out how to have it in an electric car so there's not so much static. There's got to be somebody. Come on.
Well, like you said, I think a lot of it right now is very little financial motivation. Sometimes I think they cite a lot of times today, AM and FM stations are simulcast. They also talk about, you know, where is advertising moving? Now, that's their way of justifying why they want to take it off the dashboard. Mm-hmm. Our contention is that it's not about, don't look at our industry and revenue sources to make a decision for your industry and something that could probably be fixed with another layer of insulation someplace at certain connector points. And let's face it, if you've seen some of these dashboards in any of these vehicles, the selection you have is only growing. So why do you have to take one away when you've still got so many that are up there? And, you know, I haven't had the good fortune of being in a Tesla or a Porsche to find out how these new dashboards are working or anything like that. But my contention would be that it's the same situation. Just because that's offered to you and you're driving across, you know, the Rockies, or you're out in the Central Plains, just because that tool is on the dashboard does not mean that you're going to have access to that internet, to that streaming. You know, that's why they said satellite radio was going to kill traditional radio, because it's everywhere. Well, the catch is you've got to pay for all those things. Yep. That's the other item that nobody is really discussing. Radio is free. You want to go satellite? God bless you. But radio is free, meaning now you're not only talking about, you heard the brands of cars that I named, Porsche, BMW, Audi. Okay. But if you start pulling those kinds of tools as far as communication away, think about the economic rift that you're creating again. You know, they have their cell phones. Cell phones are gone. Now, potentially the radio side of things gets questionable. So there's a lot of discussion that's really gotten stirred up about this. And I'm glad to say that a lot of farmers and agribusinesses, farm organizations have been vocal about it. Because when you're bouncing along, this is the perfect time of the year for farmers to stop and think about that. When you are trying to plant seed, you know, you're going out and you're going from dawn until dusk, the only companion you have out there is that radio.
Yeah.
Sports radio is a big thing. Farms, a lot of farmers, what are you going to do? Listen to the Brewers game or listen to, you know, a football game or listen to high school sports. And a lot of that takes place on AM radio. So, like I said, farmers and our agribusiness folks are probably very, very close to this because that is their companion, milk and cows, plant and seed, driving truck.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this. Stephen from Green Bay joins us. Hey, Stephen, what do you want to say?
Is that Pam Yonke I hear on the radio?
It is.
You know, welcome to Green Bay, Pam. I actually grew up listening to you in the Portage area and the Madison stations there and saw you on WISD every once in a while. And I slept on my radio, and I'm like, this is a blast from the past, listening to Pam Yonke on my radio dial. So I just wanted to check in and say hello.
Well, excellent. Appreciate that, Steve.
All right, Stephen, thanks a lot. We also have Ron from Milwaukee is joining us. Hey, Ron, what do you want to say?
Hey, I'm in my car driving, and I have a fancy electric car, and I've got AM and FM on it. And yes, AM sometimes encounters static, but you know what? It's not just from the engine. It's from high tension lines that are everywhere, and it's from cell phone towers that are everywhere. You know, at home, I used to have an antenna to pick up weak AM signals from other cities, and there are little filters you could buy at Radio Shack that would filter out that interference. I can't imagine those filters costing more than a few bucks. You're talking about a stupid little circuit in an electronic board that is, you know, is the radio board. They're not going to save any money by leaving this out. I think this is a prestige thing for them when people call in and say, I love my car, but the radio has static on it. It's like, well, grow up, you know? I mean, FM has static, too. In Milwaukee, I listen to WAUK on AM because it's got a better signal than the FM rebroadcast station, which is 101.1. But sometimes
Ron, we got to let you go because we're going to a commercial. We're running by to Pam.
Yep,
but
sorry.
Pam, I'm a little surprised that you don't drive a Tesla, I'm going to say.
Or pickup truck. Got to watch out for that, though.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date as we have progress on this, but always lovely to have you on the show, Pam. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 65 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows level off around 49. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 61. Turning much warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 65 this afternoon, lows level off around 49 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're going to wrap up our conversation around AM radio potentially going away. Sad, sad, sad.
From cars. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton, you are a theater tech guy.
Yeah, I did that for quite a few years with community theater, and it wasn't uncommon to have to deal with interference for all of the cordless microphones that everybody's enamored with nowadays. And it always came down to shielding. Pam called it insulation. The gentleman from Milwaukee called it a filter. But it's unshielded wires, like the high-tension wires, create interference. And what they're worried about, or why they want to get rid of it, is putting the proper shielding around their motors and wires to protect the AM signal would cost money.
Oh.
Oh, it always comes back to money.
So it's not quite so simple, Jim, as just, I'm just going to put this little piece of special tape around this thing and we're done.
Well, it could be, but an electric car's got a lot of electric parts.
Right.
So they're going to have to... It'll require a little bit more shielding, a little bit more care when they're soldering everything together.
All right, that makes sense.
So, it would be a little more expensive.
Thank you so much for checking in, Jim. We really appreciate it. Again, anytime you want to call, you can text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Probably talk to Jim more about theater. I do know that of like whenever you have like a lav mic on or like the feedback from a mic. And I feel like sometimes it's like your cell phone or you were trying to figure out, you do that dance with a microphone of like, where do I need to stand to not have it like scream in people's ears? And you kind of like,
you got to get away from the speaker.
Awkwardly move.
Yeah. You got to get away from the speaker. But that makes sense.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So are you ready to witness a showdown between Tucker Carlson and Fox News? Because I sure am. So apparently, over the weekend, this was yesterday, this is from Axios, scoop, Tucker Carlson ready to torch Fox News. Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, nicely done.
So I wasn't aware of this until I read this. But Tucker Carlson, Fox is paying Tucker Carlson $20 million basically to hold his contract so he can't go anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah. So like we were at, immediately, where will he go? Well, right now he can't go anywhere. And so I guess he is preparing to unleash his allies to attack Fox News in an effort to bully the network into letting him work for or start a right-wing rival, rival. And his lawyer, who's also the same lawyer as Don Lemon hired, Brian Friedman, who is a high-powered Hollywood lawyer,
told Axios, the idea that anyone is going to silence Tucker and prevent him from speaking to his audience is beyond preposterous.
Oh, it's beyond.
And so, you know, Tucker versus Fox, this is a big deal as far as like how it could shape the conservative news world. And, you know, Fox has basically seen its ratings plunge since Carlson left.
In his hour, certainly. Yeah.
In his hour. Yeah, for sure. And they're paying him $20 million a year to not work. And so Axios has also learned that Carlson is busy plotting a media empire of his own, but he needs Fox to let him out of his contract, which expires in January 2025.
Ooh, after the election.
After the presidential election.
Oh.
And he's been, they were told that he's been contacted by Rumble, which I didn't even know what that was, but I guess it's a right-wing outlet, and Newsmax, and they offered to pay him more than his Fox contract. I guess he's also, this is a very juicy, I feel like this is like the TMZ of conservative news and gossip. So Axios has also learned that Carlson and Elon Musk had a conversation about working together, but didn't discuss specifics. He's also, he being Tucker, also contemplating building a direct-to-consumer media outlet where his millions of fans could pay to watch him. I would believe that. Bill O'Reilly, I guess, created a blueprint for this, for what he's doing right now.
Yeah, but is Bill O'Reilly really anything anymore?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what his numbers are, but like, you know, Megyn Kelly started her podcast and she's talking straight. I don't know if people are paying to do her thing, but like, she got enough of it. She's still somewhat relevant, right? Even though she left, you know, she left Fox and she had a big deal with NBC. Then she got $60 million to basically get off of NBC. And now she's doing her own thing. And I don't know, you know, it's like, I don't know how big of an audience for some of these people who are used to talking to millions and millions of people every night. What is a big enough audience to give you that adrenaline rush? You know what I mean? Like, cause I don't know. You think about how many people we talk to every day and we don't know for sure, but it's certainly not that many. And we still do it and we still love doing it. And, you know, for them, is it just the fact of having a platform, whether you create it yourself or go to another network to be able to reach your audience, even if it's not as big? And so I would imagine for people like Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, that's part of it. But for Tucker, I think it's kind of the first time that it's being challenged at like, maybe the man is bigger than the platform.
It could very well be, because again,
I don't really know if there's been another example of a personality that has done this well.
I just want to know, what could he possibly expose about Fox that would make them look worse than they do? Is that even possible?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting when they say he's preparing to unleash his allies to attack Fox News.
Okay.
Like, what would that look like?
Exactly. What does that entail? You're going to make them look worse? Really?
I guess to look worse to whom? To the people who...
The base,
I suppose. They could be losing their audience, who are already leaving the audience, and so they just will purge more ratings? But I don't know. I don't pretend to be like a mind reader for conservative news consumers.
I just want to point out, in case anyone is interested, I've been doing radio for 42 years. No one has ever paid me $20 million to go away. And I would be open to that.
Would you?
$20 million? I might consider it briefly.
Too. I mean, we were talking about $7 million on Friday to stay in the closet, which Todd Alba said he would definitely take.
Right.
So, $20 million just to go away.
Just go away, Jane.
Yeah.
Go away.
$20 million a year.
To go away.
To go away. To just go take a vacation. Just go chill. Hang out. Go to Saint-Tropez. Just do something else for a couple years until this contract is over. But nope, can't do it. Ego's too big. I got to talk to my audience. The people need him.
They need
Jane.
Him. They do.
The people need Tucker.
They do.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a
ABC
very
special... ABC News, I'm Chuck C.